Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Don't forget about Max.
Yes, we won the 2-on-2. We did it, guys.
We did it.
We're a team. Everyone contributed.
I did whatever I did.
Key scored. And Jay also made contributions. Yes. We don't pay attention to who gets what credit. We win as a team.
I felt like I was you shooting at the festival this weekend. Couldn't make a damn free throw for my life.
But you look
so
better,
angry.
Though.
Form looked great.
Mine too. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. By the way, we're brought to you by Mako and their magic. With Mako and their magic, your car is no longer tragic. If life throws you uh-ohs, just say, better get Mako and go to Mako.com to get an online estimate today. So, listen, I guess when you win, you could say whatever you want. It's hard. It's hard to go with the champs. It is hard to go with the champs.
But the champs aren't really talking, right? I mean, Klay talked one time. Steph hasn't really said anything.
They all said something.
I mean, for Steph, it was more so right after they won it. Like, what are they going to say now? Or Klay at the podium, right? It hasn't been this long laundry list of things like Draymond Green has said throughout the entire weekend.
Well, because nobody has said anything to Steph, right? Steph said what he said, like you said, at the end of the game. What did Max Kellerman say?
What are you going to say now?
Yeah.
What's Max Kellerman?
What are you
going to
say now, Max?
Nothing. Shut me up.
Then him and his wife took care of business with the Boston fans on. Yeah. She can't cook, and she let him know, well, I'm cooking pretty good now. I'm going on the float on Monday. And so that was handled. And then Klay said what he had to say.
Called Jaren Jackson a bum,
and Jaren Jackson had something to say back, so it kept back and forth.
It kept going back and forth.
And then Draymond back and forth. If you just be quiet and take the L, you good.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even be having this conversation.
But Draymond's still giving the Boston Celtics the business. If it was the shirt he wore over the weekend, because they slated in Boston had made these shirts.
I love that. He wore the shirt the morning when they got on the flight.
Yes, and he said, nope.
Absolutely.
I love it.
I'm all for that. One of the Boston Celtics fans, and I don't think if it was a real tattoo, he a damn fool.
No, it was a real tattoo.
Was it a real tattoo, Jay?
Boston
sure?
Celtics, yes. Look, real tattoo.
Is that real, or is that just some hella artwork that was done? He can't possibly, Jay. Yeah. Seriously,
Look at the dude. Look at him. Got the green wig on and everything.
I'm talking about the year. The year,
2022 World Champs. That.
He could always just change the year eventually.
Just
right?
hold what? Out.
But okay, so if let's assume that he takes the year out. Why y'all laughing?
Well, you can just always.
What year you going to put in there?
It's 20, right? So you got the 20. That's
and
the first part.
You can take
part.
The two.
You can take the two and
take the two out. But what if you don't win in 23 and 24 and 25 and 26 and 20? Like, when
so
is it going to end?
It for the first two to
so
a three.
So you're going to wait another 15 years?
I mean, you might
hopefully
as well.
Longer
you're
than
not
that.
Very,
you
not very smart.
To it.
If
it,
that's a real tattoo, not very
and why is he
smart.
Slapping it? He just has to feel
hopefully
like an idiot.
He'll wait longer than that.
I bet you that's not
right
real.
Hair.
Can't be. You cannot possibly be that drunk.
People have gotten worse tattoos.
No, I understand that. But you're putting the cart before the horse there.
Yeah, that's the point. That's how bold he's being, right?
You can't that's, not a tat.
You talk about a hot take. That's a hot take.
A t-shirt, yes. A
cold
banner,
take now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any of that, but not the tat.
You know that website, Cold Takes Exposed? Believe me, I've been on there a few times.
People have
that's a cold take
like
exposed.
Tax of your ex. Like, oh, but, we're in love. It's it.
That's different,
yeah, it's
Jay.
Not really.
That's
not really.
Different, though.
How?
Because it's you're at the moment, you're with that individual.
Yeah, he's with this squad. They're in a championship. He's betting on them. You're betting on your future with the individual.
You can't possibly be that stupid to put the year in.
Can you show a picture of this guy
year?
Again? Can you coach? Just show a picture of the guy again. You
profiling.
Tell me if that's possible.
That's not profiling,
just
Max.
Tell me if it's possible. Wait, hold on. Here we go. You said you can't possibly be this stupid.
He got the tap before they were even in the finals.
Yeah, he's a fan.
So that's fanatic, you know.
Leave the man alone.
That's a real fan, 100% real fan.
That's why you
just
clap,
leave
though.
The just leave the year blank. I mean, you can get everything else.
There you
don't
go.
Don't even put a.
That's
no,
what
but
I'm
then,
saying.
Then what's the
Jay?
Point if you leave the
you
year
always,
blank?
You can always get the year removed.
Yeah,
guys. Let's be honest.
But that's a lot of work to have the year.
That's a lot of work.
But if it wasn't,
it's so generic. Like I know it's supposed to look like the banner, but it's so generic. It doesn't even look that good.
If it wasn't,
I got my tattoo changed into something. It started off as one thing and it turned into another.
That's I get that. But guess what though? You look real foolish right now.
So did I.
But that's the risk you take.
I mean,
that's the risk you take.
That's different, though. You didn't put
Duke 2001 champions in the year 1998.
That's what I'm about to say. Or Naismith Award winner in your freshman year, and you win it your senior. Like, you didn't do that. Like, that would be like me being a moron, putting a Heisman Trophy on my calf when I get to SC, and
never got one.
Eddie George won the damn
but what
Heisman.
If, but, Key, but Key, what if you did that? You're
no,
right.
I would never do
what
that.
If? But what if you did and you won?
No, oh, that
sounds extra. Like another 30 for 30
would,
by
I
Max
Kellerman. I would never do that because I would look like a grade A you-know-what.
But that's the whole, that's point. The risk. That's
he
why you do
one.
It.
He is a grade A. That's the point.
Not doing that. And,
but
and
if
so
team
you
had
get,
a one.
This is why you get the Draymond Green clapping back and all that sort of stuff. Because right there, you're supposed to just sit tight.
Yeah, that's content, though.
You
gotta, that's content.
You got to hold
us,
that L.
Oh, yeah. For us, for Draymond, that's content. You love it.
And it is content. And I love the fact that Draymond is smashing the way he is. And if I'm the Memphis Grizzlies, I'm going to say to myself, you win, man. Y'all deserve it. We'll see you guys
great.
Next year.
See, here's another way that Jaren Jackson could have said what he said.
I'm over it. Let's move on.
Jaren Jackson said, oh, I'm living rent free. Here's another way he could have said what he said. Yo, y'all are the champs. What you thinking about me for?
Exactly.
You're the champ.
And, that's and, the same and thing as saying living
yeah,
rent-free.
Yeah, but it does it differently because you're acknowledging that they won and you're throwing it back on them like, why are you thinking about me? You're the champs. Don't think about me.
By the way, let me get you guys involved in social media since, you know, you're a little bit late to the game, Max.
Yeah.
People say wild stuff on social media all the time. We're not, you know, worried about the choice of wording. I think you should say it like this, Jaren Jackson.
Yeah,
I think
but I'm saying you want it to be effective. It's just like emceeing or anything. It's the way you flip the phrase, man. If you're like, hey, we're living rent-free in your head, you of course he's going to clap back. If you cover yourself, look, I don't know why you won the chip, man. Congrats. What are you talking about me for? It highlights the fact that you are living rent-free and you ain't got to say it.
And people say wild stuff on social media. And majority of the people on social media, it hadn't done anything remotely close
to.
Oh,
I understand, yeah.
With Draymond in the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
So I don't care about what people say. People hide on social media.
Well, you know how
hide. They literally are cowards on social media. Where this situation, they're both professionals, right? One dude smacked another dude. And it's over. Just chill.
But it's not, though, because social media is what newspapers use. Key, when you would wake up back in the day and you saw a quote that some opposing player said about you in a newspaper or somebody brought it to your attention, that's what it's all about. It's another layer of that. That's all it's going to be the whole offseason. Guys going to be barking back and forth, and it's going to give us the right kind of motivation to watch this game.
Jaren Jackson.
He's going to lose inside of it for
Jaren
sure.
Jaren Jackson, just listen to me.
He knows he is.
Listen to someone with a lot of experience talking a mess without doing anything. Trust me, Jaren Jackson, I'm an expert in this field. You got to give him his props first. You got to acknowledge the L first. And then tell him, don't worry about why are you worried about us? What are you? You're the champs.
You wind up, if you're Jaren Jackson and company and you wind up taking another L in 2023, then
but
what?
But like, this ain't about Jaren Jackson to me.
Yeah. Okay,
like,
who, by the way,
Jaren
a good
Jackson
player.
Is like an innocent bystander.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Right? Like,
collateral
this
damage.
Me, this is about Ja Morant, Dylan Brooks. If Dylan wants to get involved, it's about Ja. And Dre.
Like,
and
just put
they
Dylan
have a
Brooks.
Relationship.
Jay just put Dylan Brooks
they
right
have
in the middle
a,
of it.
Yeah, because Dylan Brooks is going to be there eventually. That's not like that's not possible, right?
Yeah.
It's Ja and Dre, and that's eventually going to translate to Steph.
But why
because
is
Ja was the one caught by Dre going, oh, remember you were making fun of us? 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, now we got 4 chips. What are you saying now?
But what about you say it has nothing to do with Jack? But it does because I almost called him Trey.
What do you mean, Ja? With Ja?
Jackson.
With, oh, Jaren Jackson.
Okay,
I said Jack.
Okay.
You said Jack.
Jaren Jackson, but it is about him because Clay went at him for what he said.
Yeah, but he didn't clap back at Clay.
I understand
like,
that.
Not that way.
The fact that he was the main corporate in the beginning.
So, wait, can you imagine? First off, think about this. If somebody called me a bum after he won a chip, do you think about all the iterations of takes he went through? Like, you call me a bum. You're a bum. And then it probably got all the way down to the point. It's like, oh. I guess this one's the right one to send. We're living rent-free. And now he's still being killed. We're saying rent-free. Somebody call you a bum. Do you imagine how hard he won the clap back?
Oh.
And then it came back. Oh, we're just living rent-free. And he's still being killed for it.
Jaren, you know what? I'm going to start a service. The way Key advises teams.
I like this.
I'm going to start a service. I'm going to show NBA players who haven't done anything yet, because I'm an expert in this, how to clap back. How to clap back. Trust me.
How'd you clap back at Tom when he won the chip? After you said he fell off the cliff.
What is there to say? I can't clap back. All I can say is it turns out I'm the second most important person in the Tom Brady story, as it turns out. Who knew? All right, listen. If you can't do anything, you serve as motivation for the GOAT. That's good enough. I'm good. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. We're coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Have I mentioned that, Jay, Key? How many more titles can the Steph Clay Dre Corps win? According to me, that's their first no excuses one. That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, Sirius XM Channel 80. Jay, you got round ball rankings. What are you ranking?
I got our way too early rankings for next season, because that's what we do on the show. You ready
what,
for it?
Okay, but what are you ranking?
I'm ranking my top teams in the NBA.
Top seven NBA championship contenders?
Yes,
got it.
Give me the number, Yates. What
number?
Random
seven.
Number? There we go, number seven. Going with the Grizz. I'm going with Jaren Jackson. I'm going with Ja Morant. I'm going with Dylan Brooks. We'll see what moves they make in the offseason. I still think they need a more veteran wing to their team, but I like the way this team is built. And look, you can easily make a case that if Ja Morant weren't out the last three games, so that series could have been different.
Missed half the series.
Against Golden State, same with Steven Adams. So, look, they're right there when it's all said and done. I got them at number seven.
Number six.
I got the Nets, man. Just off principle alone with their names. I mean, the star power, KD, Kyrie, Ben Simmons when he's come back, Joe Harris, the size they have, the length they have. We'll see what they do with Bruce Brown. Some questions around the team. Steve Nash, their head coach, could make a case that they would have been better off with Kenny Atkinson if they had kept him. But I get it. It is what it is. I just got them at number six because there's a lot of volatility, right? A lot of question marks. I think they'll be fine, but I need to see it more consistently before I can believe it. They're number six. Next up.
Number five.
I got the Suns. Look, you can tell me what you want to tell me about. Devin Booker didn't show up. CP3 got hurt. Jay Crowder and company got a little bit banged up. We'll see what moves they make with DeAndre Ayton. That is a major, major question mark. That's probably why I had them at number five. And I give them a lot of credit. Look, I give Dallas a lot of credit. They were able to get by them. But still, when it's all said and done, I still like the Suns and CP3 a year older. But I still think he'll be there when it counts. Next up.
Number four.
The Celtics, man. Look, I think you can make a question around, can you add Malcolm Brogdon? What do you do with Marcus Smart? I think Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year. Questionable decision-making from this whole team. Obviously, Jason Tatum, I think he's going to take this offseason. It's going to burn him in a really bad way. He's going to work. Al Horford being a year older, he was a pivotal piece. But Robert Williams, if he's healthy with Grant Williams, his team, Udoka, their style, really like them there at number four. Number three.
Number three.
Yo, the Clippers, man. Yo, put some respect on the Clippers' name. Kawhi Leonard coming back. He has a new New Balance commercial. Uh-oh, you know when he starts doing these commercials, he's coming to be the king of L.A. You know, I don't know what's going to be for Key and the Los Angeles Lakers and AD and LeBron. I know they'll be there when it's all said and done. But Reggie Jackson, Paul George is nice. Keep sleeping on Paul George.
How about the coach, Jay?
And then Ty Lue, who has the blueprint about how they're building it, you know, in L.A. with the Lakers. That counts.
Clippers a problem.
Number three. Next up.
Number two.
The Bucks, man. Look, the Celtics got by the Bucks, but if Chris Middleton were on that team, I don't think the Celtics are getting by the Bucks. So, I mean, Giannis, to me, is still the best player in basketball. It's a conversation. It's a debate. If you want to have it with him, Steph, LeBron, all the best in the game. But, look, he's playing at a high level. They're going to come back. They're going to be healthy. I still think they are the team to beat in the Eastern Conference. And then number one.
Number one.
Golden State Warriors, man. I mean, they're going to bring back Wiggs. You got Jordan Poole. He's going to come back. You got Steph. You got Klay. You got Draymond. Their core is intact. And look, James Wiseman coming back in the offseason. Kuminga, they have the youth. They have the veteran. They have the experience. They are the team to beat going into the 2022-2023 NBA season.
So you have seven. That's good. Seven. The Warriors, the Bucks, Clippers, seven, Celtics, yeah. Suns, Nets.
Keyshawn with that point. I'm seven.
In the Grizzlies.
Yes.
So you got
noticed.
The Warriors next, number one.
Yeah. I've noticed he has three teams off the list.
Yes.
That certainly should be on the list.
Okay. Let's talk them through.
Because all year long, well, you had one. Let's go to Miami Heat. You figure they're going to make an offseason move.
If they do, yep.
They should be somewhere. I don't know if you squeeze it to eight.
So would you? Let me ask you a question. Would you put the Miami Heat above the Nets, Celtics, or Bucks?
Or we not, just knowing what moves,
not knowing what moves they're going to make.
I have a question for
as
you first,
currently
Jay.
Constructed.
Did you choose seven because you're doing it like Key? This is the the top bucket?
No, I chose my top seven teams.
But no, instead buckets? Of six or eight or five or ten, because there's because if so, then I would say probably the Heat should be there, right?
Top seven?
No. In other words, if seven's not just a random number, if you selected seven teams because you're saying these seven are different from everybody else,
mm-hmm.
If you're doing that, shouldn't it be eight with the Heat is the question?
No, the Heat aren't in my top seven.
They're not in your top seven.
They're not in my top seven.
Okay, so
if I had them in my top seven, they would be in my top seven.
Okay, so they're not in the first bucket of teams.
No. That's my top seven. How many ways do y'all need me to break it down?
There is no y'all. I just wanted to know why the Heat wasn't in seven and the Grizzlies are. Also, I said there was three teams. I only talked about one, the Miami Heat. All year long, not only all year long, your favorite pick and roll, pick and pop team, and they got James Harden and Embiid and all those, they're not in there either.
It wasn't all year long.
Well, when they got James Harden.
Yeah, well, a lot of question marks. What do you do with James Harden? Who you
ask? This is why asking you
if
these
they
things.
Add Bradley Beal okay. or
very
a piece like that
today.
I would be – I'm not combative.
I just said combative, and he said not. I proved it.
I've learned, though, whenever you question – not challenge, but question
yes.
Mr. Williams in any sort of way about anything that he puts out in the universe,
yeah. That is
he
a
gets
lie.
Very, like, touchy and mm. – and, frustrated. And
defensive.
No. Defensive.
You guys are using a lot
of
negative
things.
Words that carry negative connotations that are not
you,
me.
You said what the Sixers would do with James Harden. I just read yesterday that Doc Rivers said they certainly are bringing James back. They're going to pay him all his money, blah, blah, blah. So he's going to be there. Then the last team, obviously, that I would have pet peeve with you about.
Lakers.
Or the Los Angeles Lakers. And I think most
you
Laker
didn't
fans.
Didn't make the playoffs.
I understand that. We didn't make the playoffs for a number of reasons. But it certainly seems like and feels like to me, at the start of the season, most people in your profession on the NBA side would certainly have the Lakers making the playoffs. So
yeah, I have them. I mean, make the playoffs doesn't mean they're top seven.
Okay. You don't think they're top seven with LeBron James, healthy Anthony Davis, and a retooled Westbrook.
Is it a healthy AD? I don't know.
Well, as of right now, he's healthy.
I just need to see what it looks like before I can put the Lakers in my top seven. I have to see what offense, what continuity they run with Darvin Ham. Mm-hmm. I need to see what moves they make to fit around LeBron and AD.
Okay, I just want to
go back to my original question.
I think it was fair. I think it would be fair for me to ask those questions so you could clean it up.
And
that's
the
awesome.
Miami Heat, I
clean
think,
it up.
Will be right there.
I'm
not cleaning it up.
He's like, it's dirty, Jay.
Yeah,
you got to clean it up.
I'm cleaning them out. You guys are not in my top seven. I'm cleaning out.
But you got the Clippers there in there. Yeah. Okay, it's all right.
Yo, because
I want to go back to my original question, okay?
Clippers will be the best team in L.A. this year.
The Clippers do look formidable if Kawhi can play a season.
And that's the same if AD is healthy.
So you said what? The Clippers are going to be what?
They'll be the best team in L.A.
All right, Jaren Jackson Jr. Got it.
What?
Okay.
I didn't say strength in numbers.
No, he'd be Jaren Jackson III.
The third.
So, Jay, I want to go back to my original question. What?
I can't say anything without offending somebody. Rabbit ears.
Yes.
Good.
Even if you don't put Miami or Philadelphia ahead of any of those teams.
Uh-huh.
I'll leave the Lakers out of it, okay? So just Miami, Philly. Yeah.
Would you put Philadelphia ahead of the Bucks, Celtics?
No.
Okay.
You don't have to go down the list. What I'm saying is, let's say I sign up for it. I get it, Jay. They're 8-9. My question is, what you selected 7 teams as opposed to 9 teams or 5 teams, or so it seems to me it's not just some random number like here's my top 5 or here's my top 10. It seems to me you selected teams that you feel when I get to a certain place where I feel like there's a cutoff here and these are the best teams, I'm going to stop. Or did the producers tell you we want 7 teams?
No, I feel like Miami is one of these teams, right, that they had an incredible run. And I think you can win a championship with Jimmy Butler. But I also know a lot of back history about where this team was 2.5 months before that with Jimmy Butler. They were not in a good place with Jimmy Butler. Mm. They were not in a good place. So it shifted very, very quickly. I'm curious about Kyle Lowry's now a year older. Like, what's going to happen with Tyler Hero? Like, is he going to come back and be better? Bam Adebayo, who's shrunk a little bit. I still think they'll be a great regular season team. I think they're right there. I still think they're a piece away from being in that upper echelon.
Got it. That's what I'm asking. Yes. So you are drawing a line.
Yeah, a little
saying,
bit.
Saying here are the first tier, and then maybe the next tier would have 2 or 3 teams, including the Sixers and the Heat.
And the same reason I have the Nets right there kind of at the bottom too. Like, I want to see what that's like. Obviously, their star power would have them at the top, but I don't know what that's going
to
be like.
Josh in Florida has something to say about your list, Jay.
Jay Will.
Josh.
All of you on ESPN, man, you just disrespect Miami.
Everyone knows if you disrespect Miami, you can't be on ESPN, of course.
No.
Those are the rules.
Them goons, as Kendrick Perkins says, them goons from South Beach. You don't know what Pat Riley's going to do. Pat Riley just wants to contend. Playoff Butler, did you see Butler? I think a lot of people are just disrespecting the playoffs he had this year. Did you see Butler this playoffs? It was insane.
No, Josh, I saw Jimmy, but I also know some of the backstory. When this whole thing blew up with Jimmy in Miami and in East Bow. And by the way, there were a lot of people around the organization that weren't sure that Jimmy Butler was the right fit for them moving forward. So things do change very, very quickly. I understand. It's still very delicate about if they can go next level. Hmm. Like, they need another piece, unless you're telling me Tyler Hero is going
to
be that piece.
Well, I mean, they did get to the finals 2 years ago.
In the bubble, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Jason in Florida has an idea, Jay. It may not be what you think. Listen to Jason.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Jay, Will, look, you got the Clippers ranked up there at 3 based off potential. Well, yep. What about the Nuggets, who have the MVP in Jokic? You're going to get back Porter, Murray. If Cousins, Gordon going to be there, what about those guys?
So I stop, Yates. Leave Denver alone, man. I love Denver. I think Denver could be in that conversation, too. They're right on the outside looking in. Jamal Murray, first off, I don't like the way people internally try to pressure Jamal Murray to come back this year. Like, he was going to be a game changer for them to go deep in the playoffs. And secondly, I worry about Michael Porter Jr., man. That back injury.
There's a reason he got passed up by so many teams.
We talked about that earlier, and I wonder what effects. I need to see that a little bit more consistently from him.
You know what Denver is to me? When you say, who could the Bengals be in the NFL?
Denver.
They could be the Bengals of the NBA because it doesn't seem to work out for them. But there is something there, but it all has to hit just right. Porter has to stay healthy. Everyone has to stay healthy.
Aren't you tired of saying that Denver is something there? It's just like every
year. Yeah, that's why.
No, it's not every year. Dude, I mean, they made an incredible run. It's
been at least the last 3 years, which to me is every year.
They made a dope run in the bubble, right? And then Jamal Murray got hurt.
They had the back and forth scoring between Donovan Mitchell and Murray, who scores the most, blah, blah, blah.
Then Jamal Murray got hurt. And Michael Porter Jr. got hurt, too.
What Jamal Murray showed in the bubble to me.
It was a bubble.
But it's real to me because he went ham in the bubble. He went crazy in the bubble.
See, y'all going crazy in the bubble for them, but as soon as the Lakers come up, they're out of bubble.
No, but I don't have them in my top 7. So it validates my feeling about it.
Could the Lakers be the Bengals, or are they too much star power to be
too
considered?
Too much star power. Yeah. Too many expectations.
See, Jay can't say anything good about the Lakers.
It's
too much star power to be the underdog. Not enough star.
I can't wait for him to be in L.A. Boo! Woo! You suck, Jay! Boo!
Well, You guys didn't make the playoffs. Not I.
That's what they're going to do to you, not me.
I'm wearing Lakers colors for it.
That's not really Lakers colors. Those are not Lakers colors. I get it.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance makes bundling home and auto easy. Learn more at progressive.com. How close are the Broncos to being a Super Bowl contender with Russell Wilson as their quarterback? You know, I'm glad we're the first show to ask this question. I don't know why no one's thought of asking this question before. Jeremy Fowler, there he is. Looking like he's out of a barbershop quartet, but quoting Jay-Z. That's right.
What lyrics you got today?
Loaded.
What lyrics you got today?
Yeah, come on. You
said you're
going to
drop this. You said you're going to drop this every time you come on. And now you've been on twice.
Hey, man,
and you haven't
dropped anything. I got to be in the studio. I got to have the hot mic in front of me, man.
Who's your favorite rapper, Jeremy?
I'm going to be in there soon enough, though. I'm coming in next time.
Jeremy, who's your favorite rapper?
Oof. That's probably Kendrick.
Kendrick. See, like Jeremy knows it. He pulls
probably it. Kendrick.
Yeah. All time?
All time. Probably Biggie.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah. Very solid answers. Yeah. Unimpeachable
there
answers.
There was nobody better. He checked all the boxes.
Come on. Somebody like Rakim, I would have been hyped.
Yeah, Rakim. Come on. Russell Wilson, Jeremy, saying he wanted to go to a city that knows how to win. Hot news or not news?
This is sneaky hot news because we're in late June. What do you do in late June? You talk about pettiness and potential slights and teams and friction, right? And so I love the little passive aggressiveness between the Seahawks and Russell Wilson. Now, to give Russell Wilson a little credit, I think he was more just talking about what he was looking for in a new team, what his criteria was for a trade. But you can't help but wonder if he's saying that Seattle wasn't checking those boxes that suddenly Denver is. And so I think it's kind of hot news for that reason. Maybe I'm making too much out of it.
It could be. Yeah, I would say it's hot news because it is a little bit of a slight to Seattle as far as I'm concerned, because you were in a city that was used to winning a lot of football games with you at the helm at quarterback.
Yeah, what they mean? What does he mean? And, like, they don't know how to win. He won a Super Bowl in Seattle.
Then when you look at a lot of teams that he could have potentially gone to via trade, there wasn't a whole lot. There just wasn't a whole lot that was there. Denver was the best option and opportunity for him.
I don't mind players like Russ putting his stamp on his new city. It's almost like when you watch Patrick Mahomes, Mahomes respond to Tyreek Hill. It's like, I get it. Like, you know, I don't like it, but, you know, he's trying to put a stamp on his new city in Miami and his new quarterback, and Russ is doing the same with Denver.
Jeremy, I'm a Russell Wilson fan, and I think he's become actually a little underrated. But if you say this, a city that knows how to – Russ, they stopped winning, or at least didn't win the Super Bowl, when they gave you the keys to the that's a tough thing for him to say about the Seahawks. All right, maybe it is sneaky hot news.
Right.
Yo, go ahead,
Jeremy. Even if he's just talking about Denver, it's against the backdrop of all that's happened with Seattle and the disagreements they had behind the scenes. That's what's important here.
Pete Carroll saying the Seahawks are in good shape with Geno Smith and Drew Lock. Hot news or not news?
I mean, it's not news in that what else is he going to say, right? And I do think there's an element of Pete Carroll eager to show, like, hey, watch what I can do even if I don't have elite quarterback play. Like, I'm a program builder. This is what I do. So they feel like, hey, defense, good roster overall. Let's load up for 2023, get the top quarterback, get one of the high guys in the draft. It's early. If he's going to say this in late July, it's more news to me, because then it says, hey, Geno Smith won the job in training camp. But right now we know he's sort of the incumbent, and Drew Lock, whoever else, is going to have to unseat him.
Yeah, that is true. It's not news at all. And Geno Smith played last year when Russell Wilson was hurt, and he looked okay. Serviceable. Yeah. You know, solid. His numbers weren't great, but he played football the way a professional is supposed to play at the backup position. And like Jeremy said, what else is Pete going to say?
All right.
Yeah, that's no news to me.
Mark Ingram says the Saints hiring Dennis Allen was huge to keep the Saints' DNA. Hot news or not news, Jeremy Fowler?
It's not news. I mean, it's kind of a shrug. He's right, you know, but there's not much more to add. It's not news.
No, it's not news at all. It's something about certain organizations that we talk about with a certain culture, a certain DNA, and the New Orleans Saints have that culture and that DNA. The two guys that really it came down to was the defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn from the Detroit Lions, who used to be on Dennis Allen's staff, Sean Payton's staff in New Orleans, and then they elected to go with Dennis Allen, and Aaron Glenn will get his shot, but they wanted to keep that continuity kind of in place.
Yeah, late news to me. I mean, but there is something special about being able to maintain continuity about the way your program was run beforehand.
Especially if you've had a lot of success.
Yes.
All right. Here's one. Lamar Jackson remains mum on his plan if no deal gets done by the start of the season. Jeremy Fowler, hot news or not news?
This is hot news. This is going to remain hot news. This situation could be Dak Prescott on steroids. Remember we talked about Dak's contract for like 2 years? Mm-hmm. Well, this could drag out. I don't think it's a slam dunk that they're going to get something done. And he's sending mixed messages about whether he would play week one or not. I think ultimately he's a baller. He wants to go out there and play regardless. But, you know, this could get tricky over the next few months.
It is hot news. A deal doesn't need to get done anytime soon. And what I mean by that is,
yeah,
and I'm missing any games right now.
Yeah.
But what Jeremy just alluded to was true. He is sending mixed messages, but he's not sending mixed messages. The fact that I'm telling you I'm thinking about it may not come in. Guess what that does to them? They get rabbit ears. They perk up and go, yeah, we may want to try to figure this thing out.
180.
Jeremy, how much do you think Lamar Jackson will get when it's all said and done?
I think it will be. I think they're going to have to find a sweet spot. I think it's going to be like Josh Allen range, $43 million or so. I don't think that the Ravens are going to say, "Hey, we'll just give you a blank check. You can get the Deshaun Watson deal."
I think
that will happen because of some of the injury concerns with him. You know, like how long can he last with that style of play? I think that's going to be a factor here. I don't know how far the Ravens are going to go financially.
I'm going to need more than Josh Allen money, Key.
Yeah, I'm not taking a penny. I'm not taking a penny less than Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Period.
But that's the problem. I don't know the Ravens will get there.
Well, okay. Well, then I'll stay home. Never mind.
Yeah, that's right. Nope. 2:30.
Yeah, I'll stay home. Never mind.
It's a half hour to dismissal, teacher.
Jeremy,
2:30.
The one thing I know as a player, I saw you with me and I saw you without me, and so did you.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly right.
I'll say this real quick, guys. Mm-hmm. And this is just me guessing. I'm not based on information, just looking at the landscape. Miami wanted Tom Brady, Deshaun Watson. They have Tua. They spend money. He's from Florida. I wonder if there's a potential match there if the Ravens don't get something done.
Mm.
I wonder. I'm just wondering. Keyshawn, J. Willimax.
But see, I can see Jackson saying, hey, I'm going to go. I'll play a year. I'll play on the franchise tag, and then I'm going to absolutely explode. You saw what Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott did when they do that. Like, if you're patient, wait a year or two, you hit a massive deal, and those guys don't have the resume Lamar Jackson. Like, he could play a year or two, and then his leverage is out of the roof at that point.
Could you imagine if 230 seems like a deal year by the time he signs that
it's
deal?
It's making me anxious.
Like, oh, we should have grabbed him for 230 when we had the chance.
I'm gonna need
Thank
that
you,
guaranteed.
Jeremy Fowler, as always. Unimpeachable. Yeah.
Thanks,
answers,
guys. Appreciate it.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Love this song when it dropped. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, ESPN2, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80 in your smart speakers.
They got a large monkey sitting out in front of Seaport.
Yeah, man.
You see that?
NFT is coming.
NFT?
NFT convention.
Oh.
Let's go, man.
So what do we do at the NFT convention?
I'm not explaining
anything. Is that the logo?
I'm not explaining anything.
Is that why?
No, those are called Bored Apes.
Bored ape? What?
Yes.
Bored apes.
This is
bored as in they're bored. They're not excited.
It's one of the most popular NFT collections.
And why would I want an imaginary bored ape again?
Well, you want an imaginary bored ape because you'll probably make anywhere between $2 to $3 million off a sale of an imaginary bored ape.
Oh, I like the $2 or $3 million. But what's that based on? I'm not understanding.
It's based on a non fungible token, Max.
A non fungible token, Max.
Duh, Key.
Okay.
Duh. Non-fungible token, Key. How could you not understand this?
Well, because it's the universe.
Yeah, it is the metaverse. Now, is this non-fungible in the metaverse or in the real world, or how does this work? Do you get a token, actually?
There are tokens, but now you're talking about something different. I don't want you to confuse yourself.
I can't understand.
You sound like an old person trying to work the internet. That's what you sound.
I just saw.
What do you mean? Well, Max, let's be honest. You don't try to understand.
I'm trying to understand.
No.
I am. There's a non-fungible. From what I can gather, Key, there is some kind of something that is unique to the person who buys it, but it's in.
Imagine a baseball card. Imagine a digital baseball card.
A digital baseball card that you can't touch.
No, you can have it on your phone and you can show all your friends.
But they claim that there's only one of them. They can't make another one unless they make one that is exactly like it. Then they can make another one.
Max, it's the same thing with the NBA did with Top Shot. NBA, yeah. Ever hear of NBA Top Shot?
Remember Top Shot?
Yeah. That was with...
So there are moments, right? Yeah. These digital moments that occur that then it's like artwork. You can get those moments on the front and they go for a certain value. There's a value associated with the moment. And that moment goes up in the marketplace. It can fluctuate depending upon
what I'm
the demand for the moment.
Right.
It's the same for non-fungible token. It's the same exact thing.
The underlying thing driving the price is demand.
Yes.
You know, so if they remain popular and people
Which
think
they have been.
It is a for a very short time so far, but if people think in 20 years it's a really good idea that to own this non-fungible token that represents a moment.
It doesn't have to be a long-term ROI. It could be a short-term.
So yeah, if you get in as an investor, get in and out and stuff. It's like day trading.
Yeah,
right?
That's what it is.
I feel like I am at Seaport. But I'm at Wall Street at the same time. You guys are doing great.
I think investments are smart when there's intrinsic underlying value in what you're investing in.
Okay.
But I don't, but like this, if it was Michael Jordan game worn jersey for that last shot he hit as the Bull, I understand the value there.
Me too.
Even though I'm not buying the jersey, but someone else might, I could understand the value.
But you know, there's so many things going on. You can buy a home in Bitcoin. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So,
but that's different. That's a system of monetary system.
But it's pretty similar though. It's pretty similar. Like, so if Bitcoin goes down, the value of your home goes down, regardless of what happens in the market. You know that, right?
Well, no.
I don't know that. I don't know that.
If Bitcoin goes down, your value of your home. Well,
yes, it goes down. You bought your home in Bitcoin.
Why would that go down though?
Because it's the currency in which you bought your home. So the currency is
paid for. If it's paid for, you own the house now.
Yeah, I don't know that one, Jay. I'm gonna have to pass one.
Yeah, if you pay for your house, it's owned now by you.
But you can sell it in Bitcoin, right?
I want to sell my house for how the hell I want to sell it. Why do I have to sell it in Bitcoin? Because I bought it in Bitcoin.
And if Bitcoin goes down, then you get more Bitcoin for the house if you go to sell it. It depends on other factors, not the Bitcoin.
If I buy my house in U.S. currency, cash.
U.S. current, different.
Hold on.
Because cash doesn't fluctuate as much as Bitcoin.
Let me tell you this.
So what I'm saying to you, let me give you an example. So at Bitcoin, was that
he got me fired up.
Wait. It was at $27,000 per coin.
Yeah. Okay.
You bought it, right? Yes. So say you bought a home for X amount of Bitcoin.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So then all of a sudden say that Bitcoin goes down. It drops to like $14,000. You lose value in your home.
No, you don't. How do
why
you
would
value
I lose? That's what I'm about
home.
To say, Jay.
Because you bought your home exponentially
but
greater
that's
than
their
money.
Bitcoin.
That's
now you
fault.
Have the house. They
yes.
have the Bitcoin.
Yes.
So
they
what happens when
you're going
to try to sell your home?
I'm going to sell it to somebody got money.
Yeah, I'll sell it for cash. Or if it is Bitcoin, now it
but
takes more Bitcoin
to
buy
of cash. Max, you're still losing out on the amount of cash that you bought it for. X amount higher in the cash.
No, man, I ain't never heard of that.
Oh, you guys.
I done bought a lot of homes in the cash.
We're gonna need a lesson. We'll set up schooling for you guys.
Yes,
be fine.
Please
do. If the real estate market goes down.
I'm going to send you some articles on buying homes in Bitcoin. Right.
I won't be buying one in Bitcoin, but you can send
me. Maybe if the house isn't fully paid for and you owe the bank or something, but if you own the house outright, like it's all paid up, it doesn't matter what you bought it in. You have the house. You can sell it for whatever you can get for it.
Whoever I want to sell it to, whether it's cash or food stamps.
Oh,
what do you mean?
Food stamps.
Food stamps it would take to buy his Key's house? You'd buy all the food in the world.
Oh, stop.
You can't buy your home some food stamps.
Hey, you know what I mean. I don't care what you give me.
I don't know what you mean.
You give me whatever.
It has to reach the value that you want to sell your home
to
the market bears.
Telling me something about I bought it in Bitcoin, therefore I got to take less because the Bitcoin is less.
If I bought it, if the dollar goes down, I still own the house.
And I
got
to sell it to somebody that got Bitcoin.
No.
Yes, because, right, Jay? I would have to sell it to somebody who has Bitcoin.
I knew this had something to do with the metaverse, though, right?
Does
KD really need to win a title on his own, so to speak, to get the respect he deserves? That's next. KJM, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.